Live from the Boltman Center on the campus of Northwestern College in Orange City. Good evening as we get set for non-conference basketball play between the Dort College Defenders and the Peru State Bobcats. Peru State comes into today's contest 2-2, coached by Eric Behrens. For the Dort College Defenders, they are 1-2, coming off a pair of losses in North Dakota last weekend, a pair of games in which they led in the second half of both contests but were unable to bring home the victory in either one of those. So a disappointing weekend from that standpoint, but a weekend in which Dort College went on the road and competed very well against a couple of very traditionally good programs. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside here at the Boltman Center for this evening's contest. We'll be broadcasting one of two tonight, or I should say one of two this weekend in terms of men's basketball play. Tomorrow we'll be over in Sioux Center wrapping up the Dort College football season as the Defenders take on Dakota Wesleyan in Great Plains Athletic Conference football play. Peru State is 2-2 this year with wins over Bacon and St. Gregory's. They have losses to Briarcliff and Park. They're averaging 95.5 points per game. They allow 87.8 points per game. They convert 47.1% of their field goals and allow opponents 42.3% success. Cordae Sims is averaging 24.3 points per game. He grabs 7.5 rebounds and has 7 steals through 4 games. Darwin Ellis is scoring 19 points per game and has made 12 of 26 three-point shots for 46.2% success. Chris Frazier scores 12.5 points per game, and Quantese adds 12 points per contest. Frazier grabs a team-high 10 rebounds per game. Kareem Diop is good for 8.5 points per game off the bench, along with 6.3 rebounds per game. For the Dort College Defenders, they are 1-2 this year. They have a win over Dakota State, losses on the road to Jamestown and Valley City State. The Defenders are averaging 76 points per game. They allow 75.7 points per contest. Dort College has out-rebounded teams 44.7 to 35.3, but have committed 42 turnovers through three games, and they've made 45.3% of their field goals. They haven't been getting to the free throw line as much as they would like, and they have not been converting at as high of percentage as they would like either, going 34 or 54 thus far. Opponents have made their mark at the free throw line, going 59 of 84 against the Defenders. Dort College has also allowed teams to make 41.2% of their field goals. Would like to see that down into the upper 30s. Nathan Rendles leads the team with 13.3 points per game average. He also grabs 6 rebounds per contest. Leighton Sampson scores 12 points per game with 5 rebounds. He's making 58.6% of his field goals. Andrew O'Donnell adds 10.7 points per game with 5.3 rebounds, and he has a team-high 11 assists so far this season. Alec Henriksen, a freshman from Spirit Lake, has scored 9.3 points per game. Dalton Franken has scored 9 points per contest, but that is skewed as he played just in the season opener. He did not play last week in North Dakota, and he is on a week-to-week process of coming back. And we will talk to Coach Ross Dahlman in a postgame, and we'll get more of an update on that. But right now, Dalton, week to week, he's dealing with a specialist, doing some physical therapy for a bothersome leg. And we are hopeful that we will see him back in uniform sooner rather than later this season. Total, Dort College has 9 players who are scoring over 6 points per game. Austin Beikirk is the leading rebounder at 7.3 rebounds per contest. Grant Harkness gets 5.7 rebounds per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from the Boltman Center right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at the probable starting lineups for tonight's contest. Let's begin with Peru State. They'll be in their blue jerseys. Officially, they will be the guests this evening. They play for Coach Eric Behrens, who's in his second season. They will start number one, Darwin Ellis, a 5'8 junior from Brooklyn, New York, averaging 19 points per contest. Cordae Sims is a 6'5 senior from Chicago, Illinois, averaging 24.3 points per game. Chris Frazier is a 6'7 junior from Cleveland, Ohio, averaging 12.5 points per contest. Jeff Neverson is a 6'4 senior from Brooklyn, New York, averaging 5.3 points per game. And number 24 is Quantese Hunter, a 6'2 junior from Chicago, Illinois, averaging 12.0 points per game. Again, for Peru State, it'll be Ellis, Sims, Frazier, Neverson, and Hunter. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number one, Andrew O'Donnell, a 6'3 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 10.7 points per game. Brian Sumner is a 6'2 junior from Ankeny, Iowa, averaging 6.7 points per contest. Nathan Rendles averages 13.3 points per game. He's a 6'1 senior from Boulder, Colorado. Austin Bikerk is a 6'7 freshman from Jenison, Michigan, averaging 6 points per game. And Leighton Sampson is a 6'5 sophomore from Worthington, Minnesota. He averages 12 points per game. He wears number 43. Let's pause now for our national anthem. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with the opening tip of today's basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Purdue State last action, they lost to Park 88-76 after trailing 51-32 at halftime. The Bobcats outscored Park 44-37 in the second half and were led by Sims with 17 points and 16 points by Ellis before he fouled out. Viterbo beat Crossroads 89-61. That's the Dort College next opponent. They will be playing Viterbo tomorrow. Viterbo enters play this weekend at 2-1. Our officials for today's contest, Kurt Strouth, Randy Altima, and Justin Albright. Purdue State in their road blues. Black numbers and lettering, trimmed out in white. The Dort College defenders in their home whites. Black numbers, trimmed out in gold. We are set for the opening tip, and it's controlled by Purdue State. Darwin Ellis with the basketball. Ellis with it on the left side. He's got the dribble. He passes it out front to Neverson. Neverson with the basketball. Neverson goes right side over to Quantese Hunter. Quantese Hunter gives it up. They pass it on the perimeter. Dort College in man-for-man defense. Pass down to the block. Short jump. 2-point buck. Dort College coming back the other way. Basketball. Left side it goes over to Bikerk. Bikerk comes back out front to Rendles. Rendles feeds it down low to Sampson. Sampson shot in the lane. Won't go down. Rebound taken away by Chris Frazier. Frazier quickly up the floor to Sims. Sims pulls up. Cashes in the three. And Cordae Sims makes it a 5-0 contest. Purdue State full-court pressure defense pays dividends, but they don't get a basket out of it. Bikert comes away with a rebound. They pass it off to Rendles. Rendles up the floor. He passes right side over to Sumner. Sumner over the basketball. Sumner out front. Passes left side to Rendles. Rendles drives in. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound back. Puts it up off the glass. Good. Nathan Rendles averaging 13.3 points per game. Dort College trails 5-2. 5-2 our score into the front court with a basketball. Purdue State setting the offense. They come out top to Quantese Hunter. Hunter picks up his dribble. Dort College in a sagging man-to-man defense. This is an attacking Purdue State team. Pass goes right side. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away. Weak side by Sumner. And Purdue State does not hit the offensive glass. They retreat. With the basketball, right side is Rendles. Rendles spins into the lane, drops it off for Sampson. Sampson's bucket. No good. Offensive rebound. No. Taken away by Chris Frazier. Dort College has gotten a couple decent looks at the basket. Unable to cash in. Kick out pass. Hunter. Hunter three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Bikerk. Bikerk with the basketball. Three on three. Right side pass. O'Donnell. O'Donnell right wing. Comes back left side. Bikerk. Bikerk steps in. Puts up the 15-footer. It's partially blocked. And the rebound is taken away by Jeff Neverson. Neverson with the basketball up the floor over to Sims. Sims on the left wing. He'll cast up a three. He missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner with the basketball back over to Rindles. Rindles into the front court. Rindles passes left side over to Bikert. Bikert comes back left wing to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Rindles. Rindles. Bikert. Bikert. Sumner. Sumner right corner. Out front, O'Donnell. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Back to Rindles. Rindles swings it right side. O'Donnell. O'Donnell looking down low. Nothing there. Dort College still with the basketball. Spin move into the lane. Dump it off to Sampson. Sampson layup good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket off the assist from Rindles. Created by Rindles. Penetration into the lane. He spun into the lane and dumped it away. Dort College trailing 5-4. With the basketball is Ellis. Ellis goes left wing to Sims. Sims comes back right side over to Hunter. Hunter lobs it down low. Facing up is Frazier. Frazier 12 feet from the hoop. Puts it up. Shot no good. But there for the putback. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew into the front court. He passes right side. With it on the fly is Rindles. Rindles, Sampson. Sampson pivots, and he's going to be called for a travel. Leighton Sampson gets called for a travel violation. It will be Peru State basketball. Sampson and Biker check out. Checking into the contest, Alec Henriksen and Taylor Feenstra. Peru State basketball, Darwin Ellis will bring it up. Ellis passes left side off to Corday Sims. Sims with the basketball. Sims comes back out front to Neverson. Neverson beyond the three-point line, hesitates. Now he'll drive, step back, shot on the way, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra to Rindles. Here comes Dort College into the front court. Rindles passes left side, Sumner. Sumner down to the baseline. He's going to drive in, right hand, left side, good. Brian Sumner with a two-point bucket. Dort College with six unanswered. Coming back the other way is Ellis. Ellis with it out front. Ellis passes left side to Sims, and we've got a foul called on Sumner, I believe. Brian Sumner whistled for the personal foul, his first. Team foul number one as well. 16:22 left to play here in the first half. Inbounding the basketball is Ellis. Ellis left side gives it away to Hunter. Hunter's shot from 12 is good. Quantese Hunter with the two-point bucket. Dort College trails 7-6. Middle of the floor, Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Henriksen. Henriksen off the glass, no good. Rebound Feenstra. Feenstra to Rindles. Rindles out front, free throw line. Kicks into the corner, Alec. Alec Henriksen, three-pointer, cash money in the bank. Alec Henriksen with a three-point bucket. Dort College leads 9-7. Back the other way quickly, Peru State. Pass goes down to Sims. Sims, nothing there. Fires it back out front. Ellis. Ellis will drive left side. Pull up, 10-footer, no good. But there for the putback, no good, is Frazier. Frazier unable to finish. Here comes Dort College. Dort College trying to build on a two-point lead. Rindles to Sumner. Sumner, layup good. Brian Sumner with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 11-7. Four-point advantage for the defenders. With the basketball is Ellis. Ellis in between the circles. Ellis stops, pops, 17-footer, good. Darwin Ellis with a two-point bucket whispers that one through from 17, the mid-range jumper. Pass goes over to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles with it on the right side. Passes out front, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Henriksen. Henriksen lobs it down low for Feenstra. Feenstra faces up 10 feet out on the baseline. Now he goes into the lane. Hook shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Peru State. Off and running ahead to Ellis. Ellis for the basketball. Gets caught up in the air. Kick out pass. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is corralled by Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra gets it away to O'Donnell. O'Donnell up the right side with it. Dort College leading 11-9, 5 minutes into the contest. Taylor Feenstra puts it up. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. And the foul is going to go on Peru State and Chris Frazier. Foul number one on Frazier. Two free throws on the way for Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra, a sophomore from Hull, Iowa. Couple subs checking in for the defenders at the next break. We have three defenders checking in for Dort College, actually. Bikerk and Terpstra are in. Sumner and O'Donnell are out. Sampson is waiting to check in. He'll go in for Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra, 6'7", sophomore from Hull, Iowa. Another free throw on the way. For Taylor, he's 4 of 5 from the free throw line this season. Now 4 for 6 as he missed the first one. This one's up and hangs on the rim and drops through. So Feenstra makes 1 of 2. And the defenders lead it 12-9. Good energy that time off of the bench for Taylor Feenstra. And the Dort College defenders will set the defense. On the floor for the defenders, it's Terpstra, Bikerk, Sampson, Rindles, and Henriksen. Out front. Shot on the way, three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Sampson on the missed shot by Darwin Ellis. Dort College coming back the other way with the basketball. Pass goes left side, Beikert. Austin Beikert with the basketball. Beikert into the lane. Puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound corralled by Peru State. It was taken away by Kareem Jopp. Into the lane, and we've got a foul called. No shot. Cordae Sims. Checking into the contest will be O'Donnell. Checking out will be Rindles. And Dort College will set up in man-for-man defense, it appears. Pass goes into Jopp. Jopp, around the horn they come. Back over to Ellis. Ellis into the lane, nothing there. Kick out pass. Jopp, jumper, no good. And a foul called on the play against Layton Sampson on the rebound. That's foul number one on Layton. 12-9, our score, Dort College, up three. 12-9, our score, pass is inbounded, and this is Sims. Sims, shot, no good. Rebound tipped and goes out of bounds, last touched by Andrew O'Donnell. It will be Peru State basketball. Darwin Ellis to throw it in. Ellis throwing in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Passes it in out front to Jopp. Jopp gives it to Cordae Sims. Sims guarded by Sampson. Pass back over to Jopp. Jopp off of the glass, no good. And the foul is going to go on Peru State. And that's going to go on Cordae Sims, and that's his first. Team foul number two on Peru State. Throwing the ball in will be Austin Beikert. Darren Minifield will check into the contest for Peru State. Peru State will play four players off the bench regularly. Throwing the ball in for Dort College, they get it into O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball in the backcourt. Goes middle of the floor, Henriksen, ahead to Beikert. Beikert with the basketball, Sampson. Sampson down to the baseline, his shot is good. Layton with his second field goal of the contest. Dort College leads 14-9. 14-9, our score. Back out front, this is Jopp. I beg your pardon, Riok Bull. Bull, they give it to Jopp. Jopp is going to be called for a travel. So Riok Bull, a 6'10 junior, who has not played up to this point this season, I believe, seeing his first game action. We will write him in on the score sheet. Beikert in the backcourt, gets it away to Sumner. Sumner with it, 23 seconds. They get it across the timeline just in front of the 10-second violation. O'Donnell, left side, Sumner, catch and shoot, three, got it. Brian Sumner with a three-point bucket, he's got seven. The defenders lead 17-9. 17-9, Dort College by eight. Peru State basketball, Minifield. Minifield goes left side to Ellis. Ellis for the basketball. Ellis into the lane, nothing there. Comes back over to Dukes. Dukes, jumper in the lane, hangs on the rim, won't go down. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner go over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball underneath Sampson. Sampson, shot no good, partially blocked off of the backboard. Rebound taken away by Peru State. Ellis driving the lane, his shot no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. Layton gets it away to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back the other way. Right side, Sumner. Sumner pops three, got it. Brian Sumner with another three-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders have opened up a 20-9 lead. Three-point baskets by Brian Sumner on back-to-back possessions. He's got 10 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 20-9. Timeout on the floor, charge to Peru State. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Bedinglin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. After the 22nd timeout for Peru State, they bring the basketball into the front court. Minifield loses it. It's taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball gives it off to Harkness. Harkness over to Sumner. Grant Harkness checked in at the last break. They pass left side over to Rindles. Rindles left corner, Sumner to Harkness. Harkness, Sumner, Sumner right side to Rindles. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell tries to feed it down low. It's taken away by Peru State. Peru State up the floor with it, the Bobcats. Bobcats go into the right corner. Long three on the way. Missed it. No good. Long rebound, though. It's taken down. Put back. No good. And a foul on the play is going to be called on Kareem Jopp. Jamar Cannon took that last shot. And Peru State has gone deeper into their bench than I had anticipated. We have already seen six players off of the bench for Peru State. Cannon, a 6'2 senior from Inglewood, California, took that long three. Rindles for the basketball. Dort College a little more patient on offense so far and has paid dividends. Harkness with the basketball, double-teamed, loses it. It's taken away by Ellis. Ellis coming back the other way. And Ellis loses it on the way up, but he was helped in losing it on a foul by Nathan Rindles. Rindles picks up the personal foul. Ellis, who is shooting 91% for 91% success from the free throw line this season, 10 of 11, will go to the free throw line and will shoot a pair. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Ellis makes the first free throw, misses the second one. Rebound taken away by Harkins. That ends a 9-0 run by the defenders. Dort College leads 20-10. Sumner, right side, Rindles. Rindles with it on the right wing. Rindles back to Harkness. Harkness tries to pass it through traffic. It's tipped, taken back by Dort College. Pass it down low, Sampson. Sampson, kick out pass, Sumner. Sumner with it on the right elbow. Back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, 15-footer right baseline, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Sims. Corday Sims comes up the floor over to Ellis. Ellis nearly throws it away. It's controlled by Peru State and Sims on the left wing. Now we've got an offensive foul. We've got an illegal screen. Called on number two, Riak Bull. And Dort College will get the basketball back. 10:50 remaining, first half. Well, in talking with Coach Ross Dalma earlier today about the matchup with these two teams, his main concern with this Peru State team was their ability to attack and take the basketball to the basket and then attack the offensive glass. So far, Dort College has been able to control that for the most part. Rindles outside to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Bikert, Austin Bikert, gives it up at the top of the key back to Rindles. Seven to shoot. Rindles tries to feed it down low, and it's tipped and controlled by Peru State. Peru State with the basketball. Darwin Ellis. Ellis feeds it right side. Three on the way is good for Corday Sims. Corday Sims makes it four in a row for Peru State. Bikert back over to Henriksen. Henriksen with it on the right wing. Henriksen back over to Rindles. Rindles on the left side. Bikert. Bikert puts it on the floor. He'll drive in. Shots up. I believe they called a travel violation on Bikert. I was shielded as the official gave his signal. 9:55 left to play in the first half. With the basketball is Sims. Sims goes into the corner. Three on the way. Rattling it in is good. Jamar Cannon with the three-point basket. 20-13. Now 20-16 our score. Dort College is up four. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. Seven unanswered by Peru State, answering the Dort College run. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Peru State will show zone defense. Dort College with the basketball. Henriksen passes over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball back over to Bikert. Bikert at the top of the key. Bikert right side, Sumner. Sumner with it into the corner. Rindles, 13 to shoot. Out front, Henriksen. Henriksen to Sumner. 9 to shoot. Now 8. Sumner with it on the floor. Back over to Biker. Biker, Henriksen. Henriksen, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Peru State. Chris Frazier will bring it up. Frazier passes over to Ellis. Ellis into the front court. Ellis with the basketball. Gives it up Sims. Sims hesitates. Passes right side. Cannon. Cannon with the basketball. 9 minutes remaining in the first half. Cannon passes it off left side. Dort College leading 20-16. Pass down to the post. Frazier. Frazier shoots it off the back of the backboard. And it will be Dort College basketball. No, they're going to say Dort College touched it on the block shot. And Dort College. Nathan Rindles will guard the inbounds pass. Darwin Ellis to throw it in. Ellis gets it into Sims. 7 to shoot. He'll put it up from 15 and he hit it. Corday Sims with 8 points and the Dort College lead has been cut to 2018. Dort College with it back over to Henriksen. Henriksen right side Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner out front. Rindles. Rindles in between the circles. Comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen, Feenstra. Feenstra puts it on the floor and he's held on the play. Jeff Neverson whistled for the personal foul. Team foul number 5 on Peru State. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Shelter, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Rindles will inbound the basketball, passes it into Terpstra. Terpstra left side, Rindles. Rindles splits the defense, tries to pass out of the middle of the lane. It's tipped and controlled by Peru State. Peru State jumper is up and good for Darwin Ellis. Ellis with 5, and we're deadlocked at 20. So in the span of a little over 4 minutes, Peru State has outscored Dort College 11-0. And they tie the game here at 8-12. Dort College led 20-9 at 12:24. Left to go in the half. Pass goes to Sampson. Sampson, Henriksen. Henriksen, 3. Off the heel, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Jamar Cannon. Cannon with it. Passes it off. And we've got a charging foul called on Peru State. Corday Sims got caught up in the air. Alec Henriksen stepped in to take the charge. And the Dort College defenders get the basketball back. Dort College, a 4-minute drought here that they've got to find a way to get back and knock a bucket down. Checking into the contest is Connor Dukes. On the floor for the defenders, it'll be Terpstra, Sampson, Henriksen, Rindles, and Harkness. Rindles goes right side, Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball, back over to Harkness. Harkness, left side, Rindles. Rindles looking down low. They go into the post to Sampson, and Sampson is fouled on the play from behind by Chris Frazier. And Dort College will shoot a 1-1 with Leighton Sampson going to the charity stripe for the bonus situation. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. First free throw on the way for Leighton Sampson is up and down. Today's broadcast also made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Another free throw on the way for Sampson. Dort College as a team right now. 2 for 3 from the charity stripe. Coming into the contest, 34 of 54, so just a shade below 70% for the season. Second free throw by Leighton is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra over to Henriksen. Henriksen left side, Harkness. Harkness tries to feed it into the lane to Sampson through his hands and controlled by Peru State. Peru State left side pass goes over to Cannon. Cannon shot no good. Rebound taken by Henriksen. Henriksen to the front court. Alec with it at the top of the key. Lob pass down low for Sampson. Sampson steps through. Layup good. Leighton Sampson with 7 points. Dort College leads 23-20. 23-20 our score. 7:10 remaining first half. Kick out pass. Cannon for the tie from the wing. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. Alec into the front court for Dort College. Alec Henriksen driving in, short-armed it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Peru State. Coming back the other way is Ellis. Ellis, finger roll off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped and taken away by Harkness. Harkness with a head full of steam. Doesn't have the numbers, picks it up, kicks it out, Terpstra. Terpstra to Sampson, Sampson, O'Donnell, bucket. Good, count the hoop and he is fouled. So the bucket for O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell with his first points of the day. And the North College defenders take a five-point lead at 25-20 after they've weathered the storm, for the time being at least, by Peru State. So a three-point play opportunity on the way for O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell, the sophomore from Sioux Center. Free throw is up. Free throw is down for O'Donnell. So O'Donnell with a three-point play. And the North College defenders lead at 26-20. 26-20 our score. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. With the basketball, Peru State. Peru State working it to the left side. They dump it down low. Shot off the glass is good. And that wheel into the lane. And then the kick out to Jopp. And Jopp with a two-point bucket. And the North College defender lead is 26-22. 26-22 our score. Terpstra shot no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic off of the glass. Good. Taylor Feenstra with 3 points. North College on the putback. North College with a six-point lead, 28-22. Peru State basketball. This is Hunter. Hunter driving the lane. Now good. Ball's down on the floor. It's still loose. And we're going to have a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be North College basketball. So North College gets the ball back on the alternating possession. Taylor Feenstra forcing that tie-up after the missed shot. So Taylor having a good evening thus far, coming with some energy off of the bench for the North College defenders. And the North College defenders with a 28-22 lead with nothing but nickels on the board. 5:55 left to go in the first half. And North College has the basketball. O'Donnell will walk it up. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell with it in between the circles. He's got it on the right side. Bounce pass. Tried to thread the needle. It's taken away. Intended for Austin Bykirk. Right side pass goes over to Hunter. Hunter will drive in. Puts it up off the glass. Good. Quantas Hunter with a two-point bucket. North College leads 28-24. O'Donnell with the basketball. Double teamed. Left side pass. Sumner. Sumner caught in. Gets his man up in the air. Passes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Sumner. Sumner three, yes. Brian Sumner, three squared. He's got 9 plus two twos. He's got 13 first half points, and the defenders lead 31-24. With the basketball out front is Ellis, guarded there by O'Donnell. Right side pass to Dukes. Dukes, they feed it down low. With it is Bull. Bull off of the glass, good. Riok Bull, a 6'10 post player, makes it 31-26, North College by 5. 4:55 and counting. Left side, Sumner. Sumner back over to Terpstra. Well, looking for Terpstra is O'Donnell. Now they get it to Terp. Terp right wing into the corner. It goes Sumner. Bryan over the basketball. Back over to Austin Bykirk. Bykirk, Sumner. Another one. Three. Bang, bang, bang. Bryan Sumner, four threes in the first half. 16 for the ball game. North College leading 34-26. B-Sum bringing the outside game today. Zoned in. Quantas Hunter with the basketball on the right side. They pass it down low. Bull's going to be called, fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for the personal foul. So Feenstra will check out of the ballgame. Sampson checks in. Terpstra checks out. Rindles checks in. Bykirk, O'Donnell, and Sumner stay on the floor. 4:21 left in the first half. 4:21 remaining, first half of play. Pass out front to Hunter. Hunter with the basketball. Hunter goes into the right corner. Three on the way, no good. Rebound taken away by Austin Biker. Biker feeds it off right side over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles gives it off Sumner. Sumner right side, Rindles. Rindles down to the baseline. Double teamed. He's trapped. Fires it back over to Sampson. Sampson with the left hand. Good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket. He's got 9. North College extends the lead to 36-26. 3:55 remaining. Quantas Hunter with the basketball on the right side. Looking down low. Get it in to Bull. Bull shot good. Bull with a two-point bucket. North College leads 36-28. 3:40 remaining first half. They pass it over to Biker. Biker gives it up O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Sumner. Sumner fouled on the play. Bull pinned it on the backboard. Must have gotten him with the body, though. And Brian Sumner will go to the free throw line to shoot his first free throws. not only of tonight's contest, but of the season for that matter. Two free throws on the way for Sumner, the junior from Ankeny, Iowa. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association, Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Sumner's first free throw is good. He's got 17 points in the first half. Dort College leading 37-28. Another free throw on the way for Brian Sumner. Brian Sumner, four threes, a couple of twos, and now a couple of free throws. Wow. It's quite a day's work already, and we aren't even halfway through. 3:33 left to play. Dort College for the on the defense. Peru State basketball. Jumper from the wing is good by Cordae Sims. Sims with 10 points. Dort College lead 38-30. Nathan Rendles passes over to Biker. Biker with it on the right wing. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner gives it up to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball back to Austin, and Austin Biker traveled with the basketball. Took a step before he put it on the deck, and Biker will check out. Harkness will check in. .311 left to play. First half of action, Dort College leading 38-30. 3:10 and counting. With it out front is Ellis. Ellis testing the waters. Kicks it back over to Hunter. Hunter into the lane. Back outside it goes to Dukes. Dukes back to Hunter. Hunter gives it up Sims. Sims fading away from 20. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Brian Sumner. Sumner back over to Rendles. Rendles with it on the left side. Nathan Rendles in traffic. Nothing there, O'Donnell. O'Donnell left side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner to Rendles. Rendles floats it up from 10. Good. Nathan Rendles with 4 points. Dort College leads 40-30. 2:30 and counting, first half. With the basketball is Ellis. Ellis left side, Hunter. Hunter to Bull, and Bull lost it as he spun to the basket. Out of bounds. It's Dort College basketball. Jappe checks into the contest. Sims checks out. Dort College leading 40-30. Inbounding the basketball. That's Harkness. He tosses it in to Rendles. Left side it goes. Harkness, Harkness, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner comes back right side over to Rendles. Rendles, Sumner. Sumner with it on the left side. Nothing there. Now O'Donnell, 15 to shoot. O'Donnell's going to be called for steps. Turnover gives the basketball back to Peru State. .40-30 score. Dort College leading by 10. Hunter with the basketball on the right side. Hunter goes left side to Cannon. Cannon puts it on the deck. Cannon, jumper from the baseline, is good. Jamar Cannon with 5 points, and the Dort College lead is 40-32. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles, right side it goes Sumner. Sumner back to Rendles. Rendles in the right corner. Rendles down to the baseline, puts it up in traffic. Good. Nathan with 6 points. Dort College back in front, double digits, 42-32. Jumper on the way from the top of the key. A 2-point bucket for Ellis. He's got 7, and the defenders lead 42-34. 1:25 left to play in the first half. Lob pass down low to Sampson. Sampson, they bring the double team. Kicks it back over to Sumner. Sumner tries to save it in, and they say that he stepped on the sideline out of bounds. Henriksen checks in. O'Donnell will check out. Feenster will check in. My guess is Harkness will check out. No, it's Sampson. 42-34. Dort College by 8. Peru State with a basketball. 1:15 and counting. Peru State basketball. Neverson. Neverson goes right side to Hunter. Hunter with the basketball on the wing. Hunter drives the lane. Kick out. Cannon. Cannon three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College, and Harkness comes back right side. Harkness. Harkness out front. Henriksen. Henriksen under a minute to go. They go back to Sumner. Sumner's going to drive the lane, and Sumner will go to the free throw line to shoot two, as that's foul number 10 on Peru State here in the first half. Well, I have Sumner with 18 points thus far. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. And the dust settles, you'd appreciate their quality service. Sumner 3-for-3 from the free throw line. He's got another one coming. 50.8 seconds remaining in this first half. Dort College trying to extend it back to 10. Sumner's free throw is good. 44-34. Dort College, see if they can get a stop here and hold for the final shot of the first half. See if Peru State tries for a 2-for-1 deal here. Right side on the wing is Hunter. Doesn't look like they will. With it is Ellis. Ellis out front. Through the legs, dribble, pull up, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Dort College, and with 30 seconds left to go in the first half, Dort College will let the clock wind down. 3-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Pass goes left side, Rindles. Rindles with it on the wing, 15 to shoot. Comes back over to Harkness. Harkness to Henriksen. Henriksen back over to Rindles. Dort College wants to take a shot with under 5 seconds remaining in the half. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Four, Rindles free throw line. Sumner three ball, no good. And that's the, well, with it at midcourt, Hunter lets fly with a three off of the backboard, no good. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 44, Peru State 34. Let's take a break. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Halftime numbers look like this for Peru State. They are 15 of 42 from the floor, 3 for 15 on threes, 1 for 2 on free throws. That comes out to 35.7% from the floor, 20% on threes, 50% on free throws. For Dort College, 16 of 30 from the floor, 53.3%, 5 for 9 on threes, 55.6%, and 7 of 9 from the free throw line for 77.8%. Dort College, led by Brian Sumner, is 20 points, 6 of 7 from the floor, 4 for 5 on threes. That three he took near the end of the first half from well beyond the three-point line, his first miss of the ballgame. He was 4 for 4 from the free throw line as well. 9 points for Leighton Sampson on 4 of 7 shooting from the floor, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 6 for Nathan Rindles, he went 3 for 4. Andrew O'Donnell, Alec Henriksen, Taylor Feenstra, all with 3 points. For Peru State, they're paced by Corday Sims with 12 points, 5 by Jamar Cannon, 5 for Darwin Ellis, 4 for Quantus Hunter, 2 for Chris Frazier, and 2 for Kareem Jopp for their total of 34 points. Sims is 5 of 9 from the floor. Rebounding, Brian Sumner with 4 rebounds. Grant Harkness has 4. Taylor Feenstra off of the bench to grab a team-high 6 rebounds in a little over 8 minutes of play. Peru State, and then you've got several other players with 2 rebounds each. Alec Henriksen, Leighton Sampson, Austin Biker, and Nathan Rindles. Peru State led in rebounding by Chris Frazier's 5. And then they've got 3 with 2. Jeff Neverson, Quantus Hunter, and Kareem Jopp. 2 assists for Connor Dukes, 2 assists for Corday Sims and Darwin Ellis. For the defenders, 3 assists for Nathan Rindles, 2 for Alec Henriksen, 2 for Andrew O'Donnell. Dort College has 1 steal. Peru State has 7 as a team, 3 for Ellis, 2 for Sims, and 2 for Jopp. 44-34, our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with a check of what's happening in terms of sports on the Northwest Iowa front for the weekend. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Busy day for athletics, busy weekend for athletics across the state of Iowa, and actually isolated to just a couple of locations at this point as the season's winding down for both volleyball and football on the high school front. In volleyball earlier today, Western victorious over Sumner Fredericksburg. I don't know any of the details on that at this point, but congratulations to Western Christian. Coach Tammy Verbeek on their state title, first one since 2010. Of course, they ran into the juggernaut that was Dyke New Hartford. Last 4 years in the state title game. This year they take down Sumner Fredericksburg. It was at least 3-1. potentially could have been 3-2, but I don't know any of the details on that. Other volleyball from today, it was Ankeny Centennial defeating Bettendorf 3-1. In 4A volleyball, West Delaware upends Harlan 3-0. Class 3A state title went to Nevada 3-0 over West Liberty. And the Class 1A state title is being decided right now, Sydney taking on Janesville. High school football from earlier today, Akron-Westfield, second War Eagle Conference member from Northwest Iowa to make the state finals. Marcus Meriden Claghorn did it yesterday in eight-man football. Today it was Akron-Westfield defeating Mount Air 36-35, converted a two-point conversion late in the contest with a little over a minute remaining. They went for a two-point conversion and converted and eventually get the win 36-35. They'll play Gladbrook-Rhinebeck, who defeated Denver earlier today 19-16 in overtime. Tomorrow, the Western fans that were at the state tournament in Cedar Rapids will drive up the road to Cedar Falls and the Interdome to watch their football team play in the semifinals against Van Meter. Van Meter 11-1, Western 10-2. They'll play at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Dyke New Hartford and Iowa City Regina play tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Regina, a powerhouse football team, and they are the defending state champions. They will be playing in the semifinals tomorrow against Dyke New Hartford and Spirit Lake. A Lakes Conference member taking on North Fayette Valley in Class 2A football tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. For Dort College Athletics, Dort College women's basketball on the road to Grandview taking on the Vikings. That is tonight at 7:30. They'll play Mayville State tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Dort College men's basketball playing Viterbo tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock as part of the Northwestern Classic in Orange City. Dort College football is at home with Dakota Wesleyan. Hockey was scheduled to play a game this evening, but that has been canceled due to travel issues for Northwestern. And the Northwestern Wildcats and Dort Blades will be playing tomorrow afternoon at 4:15 at the All Season Center in Sioux Center. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break and be back with second half basketball right after this. Peru State basketball as we start the second half of basketball. They pass it over to Ellis. Ellis feeds it down low, shot on the way, no good. Rebound deflected and taken away by Austin Bykirk. Bykirk ahead to Rindles. Rindles goes right side, Sumner. Sumner layup blocked. Fight for the basketball, and it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Peru State basketball. Brian Sumner took it hard to the basket, but it got blocked. Ended up last touch by Dort College out of bounds. It'll be Peru State basketball. 19:35 left to play. Ball game. That's in regulation. With the basketball, they pass it right side over to Neverson. Neverson with it out front, and we've got a foul called on Austin Bykirk. Bykirk whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on Austin, the freshman from Michigan, Jenison, Michigan, his hometown, 6'7", freshman. Inbounding the basketball, they get it in from Ellis. Ball's deflected, picked up by Rindles. Here comes Dort College. They've got the numbers. Rindles drives in, left hand good. Nathan Rindles with the steal and the bucket. Dort College leads 46-34. Into the front court with the basketball is Ellis. Ellis out front, and we've got an illegal screen called on Peru State and Chris Frazier. Frazier's got three fouls now. He'll be forced to check out of the contest. Bull will check into the contest. Beg your pardon, that's foul number four now on Frazier. So Frazier definitely checking out of the contest in significant foul trouble. With the basketball, Rindles. Rindles goes left side, Bykirk. Bykirk to Sumner. Sumner right side, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Nathan, spin move, nothing there. Drops it off for Sampson. Finger roll good. Leighton Sampson with 11. The assist to Rindles, and the Dort College lead is 48-34. Dort College on defense. Peru State basketball, Sims. Sims, kick out pass. They pass right side to Hunter. Hunter down to the baseline. Comes back over to Ellis. Ellis, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Nathan with the basketball. Nathan with the basketball into the front court, flexing his right hand. I don't know what he did there, but he's shaking it out. With it is Bykirk. Bykirk with it on the right wing. Bykirk over to Sumner. Sumner looking for Rindles. Rindles on the wing. Rindles down to the baseline. Nothing there. Double team. Kick out pass. Austin. Bykirk puts it on the floor. Puts it off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Peru State. Coming away with it is Bull. Bull with the basketball, gives it up Neverson. Neverson into the front court on the left wing. Neverson comes back out to Hunter. Hunter with the basketball on the left side. Hunter guarded there by Sumner. Hunter still has it. A little one-on-one basketball. Passes out front instead to Sims. Sims gives it up to Neverson. Neverson travels with it. Feenstra and Harkness check in. Samson, Biker check out. Rindles will check out as well. Henriksen checks in. Not sure if Rindles sprained his finger or jammed his finger. We'll see when he returns to play. He leaves with 17:49 left to go in the contest. With it out front is Henriksen. Henriksen to Harkness. Harkness with the basketball. Harkness comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back to Sumner. B-Sum three. He's cooled off a little bit. He's missed his last three shots after making his first six. Into the front court with the basketball is Ellis. Ellis out front. Ellis on the right side. Loses his footing. And a broken play. Cordae Sims takes it hard to the hoop. He's got 12. And the first field goal of the second half for Peru State. North College leads 48-36. With the basketball, Sumner. Sumner right side. O'Donnell. O'Donnell puts up the 15-footer. Good. Nice little jumper by Andrew O'Donnell. Picked his spot that time. Gives North College a 14-point lead. 50-36, 17 minutes left to go in the game. That's in regulation. Up front with the basketball is Hunter. Hunter goes into the corner. Ellis, help defense by Sumner, and Brian Sumner is whistled for a foul coming over on the help defense. And Sumner will pick up his second personal foul of the basketball game. With the basketball, they pass it out front to Cordae Sims. Sims, free throw line jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Harkness. Harkness with the basketball. Harkness to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, left side, Harkness. Harkness gives it up Sumner. Sumner, right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell tries to spin, double teamed. Gets it to Harkness. Harkness shot in the lane, good. Grant Harkness with his first basket. Dort College leads by 16, 52-36. With the basketball is Ellis. Ellis goes right side to Hunter. Hunter with the basketball and an illegal screen called on Rick Riok Bull. Bull whistled for his third personal. And the North College defender lead is 52-36. Harkness will inbound the basketball in the backcourt for the defenders. They give it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Harkness. Harkness looking for the backdoor cut from Sumner. He's got it on the left wing instead. Henriksen swings right side Sumner. Sumner gives it up right side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell feeds it down low. Feenstra. Feenstra kick out O'Donnell. O'Donnell left side Henriksen. Henriksen, Harkness. Harkness shot in the lane. Good. Grant Harkness with 4 points. Dort College leads 54-36. 54-36, our score. They have not put the 2 points up on the board yet either. .1601 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. 54-36, Dort College leading. A timeout on the floor charged to Peru State that time. Dort College has started the second half on a 10-2 run. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Left side pass to Jamar Cannon. Cannon, they give it off. Shot in the lane is up. They'll count the hoop, and they're going to call a foul on Dort College's Grant Harkness. Harkness whistled for the personal foul. Shot is up, no good. Rebound taken away by Harkness. So the bucket was good. Right. Pass goes inbounded to Sumner. Sumner in the backcourt. Sumner, two players around him, passes over to Harkness. Harkness back over to Sumner. 24 seconds on the shot clock. They get it ahead. Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen comes back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Sumner. Sumner goes right side. Harkness. Harkness with the basketball. Harkness with it at the top of the key. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the ball. 15:25 left to go in the game. They feed it down low. Feenstra. Feenstra double teamed. Hook shot in the lane. Won't go down. Rebound tapped and controlled by Riak Bol. 16-point lead for the defenders right now, but we have watched Peru State. They can score points in a hurry if they get going. Left side pass goes over to Cannon. Cannon three, missed it, no good. And foul called over the top. That's going to go on Bol, and that's number four on him. I believe it should be number four at least. And/or College with a 16-point advantage will have the basketball back. Feenstra and Sumner check out. Harkness checks out. Samson, Henriksen, O'Donnell, Rindles, and Bikerk on the floor right now for the defenders. With the basketball in the corner is Rindles. He feeds it ahead to Henriksen. They've got the numbers now. Here comes O'Donnell, drops it off. Samson, layup, no good. Rebound taken down by Bikerk. Bikerk puts it up in traffic, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Well, that's one where you'd love to see Samson be able to rise up and flush it through, but he got blocked on the play. Austin Bikerk, though, follows it up, keeps playing, and he gets fouled on the play, and Austin will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 54-38, Dort College leading. Foul number two on Jopp. Austin Bikerk, free throw is up and good. Bikerk with his first points today. Dort College leads 55-38. Another free throw on the way for Bikerk. Second free throw for Bikerk is up, and this one's good. So Austin Bikerk makes them both. Dort College enjoying a 56-38 lead. Bikerk with 2 points. He's 6 of 8, 9 from the free throw line this season. And I believe we have a shot clock issue now that they will have to rectify. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Beninglin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000 by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Or the office, their number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. With the basketball, Peru State out front with it is Sims. Dort College is sagging man-to-man defense, trying to offset this attacking drive of penetration by Peru State. Into the lane, Cannon. Cannon kicks it out. Three on the way from the wing, no good. Rebound corralled by Bikerk. Bikerk outlets to Rindles. Here comes Dort College attacking, three on three. Rindles with the basketball, the trailer, Bikerk. Bikerk right side, Henriksen. Lob it down low, Samson. Samson in traffic, puts it up, and he is fouled on the play by Jamar Cannon. Cannon whistled for the personal, and Jamar Cannon can't believe it. He'll be whistled for the personal. That's his second. And free throws on the way for Leighton Sampson. Sampson with 11 points thus far, 1-for-2 from the free throw line. First free throw on the way for Sampson, 6'5 sophomore from Worthington. It's up and through. Southwest Christian graduate, Edgerton, Minnesota. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Samson makes one of two. Dort College leads 57-38. Pass goes left side. Driving in off the ball fake is Dukes. Dukes comes back to Minifield. Minifield gives it up Cannon. Cannon puts up the 12-footer. He rattles it in. Jamar Cannon with 7 points. The Dort College lead is 57-40. In the backcourt, ball's down. Loose, picked up by Peru State. Right side pass, Minifield. Minifield, finger roll, can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. And with 13:51 left to play in the regulation, Dort College has a 17-point lead at 57-40. They'll say he was fouled in the act of shooting, so free throws on the way for Minifield. Minifield with 2 points, with 2 free throws. He's been scoreless thus far, averaging 6.3 points per game. First free throw is up and through. He's got another one coming. Trims the lead down to 57-41, pending another free throw. 13:51 remaining in regulation. Game reset here. 5 fouls on Peru State, 4 on Dort College here in the second half, so neither team in the bonus yet. Second free throw by Minifield is up and good. His first 2 points of the day. Dort College leads 57-42. Full court pressure by Peru State. With it, into the front court is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, Henriksen. Henriksen with it on the left side. Henriksen gives it back over to Rindles. Rindles to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, back out to Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up Rindles. Rindles crosses over, drives in traffic, lays it up, good. Nathan Rindles with 10 points. He had 6 in the first half. Dort College leads 59-42. With it on the left side is Minifield. Minifield with the basketball. Minifield, they kick it over, and we've got a charging foul called on number 11, Corday Sims, as he drove into the lane. He gets whistled for the charge. It'll be Dort College basketball. 13-19 remaining. That's foul number 3 on Sims. Dort College with the basketball, Rindles. Rindles into the front court, has it tipped away from behind. Ball's loose, and it's picked up by Peru State. Peru State forcing the turnover. Here comes Minifield with it. He'll pull up. 17-footer is good. Darren Minifield with 4 points, and the Dort College lead is 59-44. Turnover in the backcourt. Peru State gets another turnover and basket. 2-point bucket for Minifield. He's got 6, and the defender lead is 59-46. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. It'll be Dort College basketball after a timeout. Both teams with 4 timeouts remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC and the community by Boren Sons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association, Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Harkness inbound the basketball. Rindles will spin out of the double team. Rindles with the basketball back over to Harkness. Harkness left side, it goes Sumner. So after 6 straight by Peru State, Dort College gets the ball into the front court as that pressure defense was paying some dividends for Peru State. Foul's going to go on Jopp. That's number 2 on him. And free throws on the way for Leighton Sampson. A 1-1 opportunity here for Leighton. So Leighton shooting a 1-1. Free throw is up by Leighton. It's good. He's made the first of each of his series of free throws so far today. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, online at hiltrealestate.com. Sampson makes both free throws. First time this evening he's made 2 in a row, and the Dort College defender lead is 61-46. Peru State basketball. They go left side to Jopp. Jopp on the wing to Minifield. Minifield into the corner. 3, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Minifield. Minifield pulls up from 12. Can't get it to go. Rebound controlled by Leighton Sampson. Sampson with the basketball ahead to Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Rindles does not have the numbers. He'll pull it up. Minifield cuts him off on the right wing. Sumner on the right side looking down low. They kick it left side instead over to Rindles, beyond the three-point arc. Rindles sets, fires over to Terp. Terp, 3, rainbow, good. Alex Terpstra with a three-point basket. Dort College back in front by 18, 64-46. With it on the right side is Dukes. Dukes has it on the wing. Connor Dukes puts it on the deck, feeds it back over to Minifield. Minifield on the wing. Minifield down to the baseline, step back 12-footer, short, no good. Tough shot, rebound taken away by Sampson. Sampson over to Rindles. Rindles up the right sideline with it across the Northwestern text on the right side of the floor in front of the Dort College bench directly to my right. Pass goes right side over to Harkness. Harkness, Terpstra, Terpstra, Sumner. Sumner with a basketball floater, 10-footer, good. Brian Sumner, his first field goal of the second half. Dort College, their biggest lead of the ballgame, 66-46. They have scored 5 unanswered out of the timeout with 12:54 left to go in regulation. They've pushed the lead back to 20, or up to 20. First time they have led by 20 this evening. Darren Minifield wants to run in isolation. He's got her on the right side. Gives it back over to Jopp. Jopp, three, good. Jopp with the three-point bucket, and Dort College leads 66-49. Timeout on the floor, charged to Peru State. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 17-point lead for the defenders. It was 20 moments ago, but a three-pointer by Jopp from the top of the key makes it a 17-point difference near the midpoint of the second half. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC on the community, and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. 22 points tonight for Brian Sumner. He leads all scorers. Corday Sims has 12 for Peru State. Leighton Sampson also credited with 14 points this evening. He had 9 at halftime. He's gone 3 for 4 from the free throw line here in the second half. O'Donnell with the basketball gets it ahead to Sumner. Sumner with it back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the right side. O'Donnell picks up his dribble, goes over to Biker, Biker to Terpstra, Terpstra with the basketball, Terpstra to Biker, Biker, Sumner, Sumner with the basketball, and they're going to call Brian for the travel. Travel violation called against the Dort College defenders. Turnover back to Peru State. Peru State's Jeff Neverson with the basketball. Neverson back over to Ellis. Ellis on the left side, guarded there by O'Donnell. Shades him to the right. He cuts to the left. Kick out, Cannon. Cannon, three, good. Jamar Cannon with 10 points, two threes and two twos, and the Dort College lead is 66-52. Back-to-back threes by Peru State. O'Donnell with the basketball, and he's fouled by Darwin Ellis. One and one time for Dort College. So Dort College will be in the bonus from here on out. See if they can cash in on free throws. One and one opportunity coming here for O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell, a sophomore from Sioux Center, shooting the one and one. He's got 5 points so far today, 10.7 points per game average through three games. This is the final tune-up for Dort College before conference play next week. They'll be playing Viterbo tomorrow. O'Donnell stops the run by Peru State at six with a made free throw. He's got another one coming. Second free throw by O'Donnell is up and through. And Andrew O'Donnell gives Dort College a 16-point lead, 68-52, 10-10 left to go, ball game. With it on the right side is Ellis. Ellis, spin move, collapsed on, looking for someone to pass to. Tipped by O'Donnell, taken back by Cannon. Cannon with the basketball. Cannon feeds it left side. Into the lane, kicking it off of the glass. Tough shot, and Corday Sims gets it to go. He's got 14. And the defender lead is 68-54. Rindles for the basketball. He wants to clear out, and he'll bring it up. Rindles goes left side, Biker. Biker looking down low for Taylor Feenstra. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell picks it up, right side Sumner. Sumner, Feenstra, they dig down on him, and it's taken away. Double team, taken away by Peru State. They can cut it down from 14 here. They feed it down low, and we've got an offensive foul called on Peru State and Chris Frazier, and Frazier has just fouled out, I believe. Frazier will foul out of the ball game. He leaves the contest with 9:23 remaining, averaging 12.5 points per game coming into the contest. He leaves with two points. Dort College with the basketball. Rindles with it in the backcourt. Comes over to Sumner. Dort College leading by 14, trying to build on the lead. O'Donnell back to Rindles. Rindles at the free throw line. Comes back over to Biker. Biker, Sumner. Sumner left side. Rindles. Rindles, O'Donnell. Dort College 15 to shoot. Austin Biker used up his dribble, looking for someone in the motion offense. They go over to Feenstra. Feenstra comes back to Rindles. 8 to shoot. They go to Feenstra. Feenstra, they reach in on him. And Feenster will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Taylor will go to the charity stripe for a pair of free throws. Dort College, let's see if they can cash in on the bonus. Dort College, through the course of the season, has been outshot on average from the free throw line by 10 per game this year. That has not been the case here this evening, as they have made more of a concerted effort. They have worked the shot clock. They have been patient offensively. They have not settled for jump shots. Feenstra misses the first free throw, though. Foul called on Jeff Neverson was his second, by the way. So Dort College is in the double bonus. Still enough time for Peru State to mount a threat. Alec Henriksen will check into the ballgame. Feenstra's second free throw is good, so Taylor makes one of two. And the Dort College lead is 69-54. A 15-point advantage with 8:57 remaining in the contest. Inbounding the basketball will be Sims. Corday Sims inbounds to Ellis. Dort College with a 15-point lead. Ellis on the right side. Ellis guarded there by Sumner, and now a foul called. So Sumner whistled for the personal, and for Brian, that is his third. They inbound the basketball over the top. It comes to Corday Sims. Corday Sims, jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Dort College a chance to build on the 15-point lead. Rindles with the basketball, driving with the left hand, spins back to the right, pass deflected, taken back by Henriksen, gets it to Sampson. Into the right corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell's pass is tipped. It's down on the floor. Henriksen hustling for it. It's picked up. Now we've got a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. It'll be Dort College basketball. Peru State had it to start the second half. So Dort College inbounding the basketball. Three quarters of the court to go. 10 seconds on the shot clock. 8:22 remaining. They get it into Rindles. Nine now to shoot. Eight. Rindles out front. Six. Five. He's going to drive. Puts up the jumper from 10. No good. Rebound taken away by Peru State. Coming up with it was Bull. Peru State driving the other way, the Bobcats. They get it back. Top of the key. And the jumper from the free throw line is good for Bull. He's got six. 69-56. Dort College by 13. Pass to midcourt. Now Rindles. Rindles, Sampson. Sampson in traffic, and he's fouled on the play. So the foul is called on Riak Bull, his fifth. So he will foul out of the contest with 6 points. So 7:51 left to play in regulation. Jopp will check into the ballgame for Peru State. Bull checks out. And two free throws on the way for Leighton Sampson. Sampson, 3-for-4 from the free throw line here in the second half. First free throw by Leighton. He is off the mark, no good. He's got another one on the way. Still a lot of time in this one. 7:51 left to play. Dort College, some defensive stops to make yet. Free throw by Sampson is off the heel, no good. Now foul called on Harkness over the top. No, they're going to, what are they going to call? They're going to call a lane violation. Lane violation called on Peru State. So another chance for Sampson here. Trying to get Dort College to 70. Free throw is up by Leighton. It's up and through. So Sampson makes one of two, 4 of 6 for the second half. 5 of 8 for the ballgame. Dort College leads 70-56. With the basketball is Minifield. Minifield goes left wing to Sims. Sims with the basketball. Sims goes back right side over to Minifield. Minifield with the basketball gives it up Ellis. Ellis well beyond the three-point line. 2 feet beyond the three-point line. Three, no good. Rebound taken away by Harkness. Dort College with the basketball. Harkness gets it away to Henriksen. Henriksen in the backcourt, back over to Rindles. Rindles will take it across the timeline. Rindles goes right side, Dort College with 4 timeouts remaining if they get in trouble. And a travel violation called on Andrew O'Donnell. So O'Donnell will get called for the travel. Sumner will check into the ballgame. O'Donnell will check out. 7:13 remaining in this contest. Dort College still hanging on to a 14-point advantage. Peru State basketball, Ellis. Ellis will drive all the way down underneath the basket. Reversal over to Cannon. Cannon One-on-one move down to the baseline, and he fires it out of bounds. It'll be off Dort College basketball. I think Henriksen got his leg on it. And it'll be Peru State basketball. Henriksen disappeared out of our field of vision. Pass comes right side. Shot on the way from 17. No good. Harkness rises up and goes and gets it. With the basketball, Rindles. Rindles right side. Henriksen. Henriksen is fouled on the play. And Alec Henriksen will go to the free throw line. And Alec will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple. So Alec Henriksen with a couple of free throws. He had a three in the first half. 75% free throw shooter for the season, the freshman from Spirit Lake. Fouls called on Corday Sims, his fourth. 6:47 remaining in regulation. Free throw by Alec is up and off the heel, no good. Maybe it's my nature, but you simply remember the misses much more than the makes. Dort College, not a bad day shooting free throws, but they've run into a little bit of a tough stretch right now. Free throw by Alec is up and good, so he makes one of two. All total during our next timeout, I'm going to guess it's not going to be that bad, but it certainly feels that way right now. If you're Dort College, you're thinking he could be up 20 or so. With the basketball is Cannon. Cannon will drive in, kicks it. Shot in the lane, no good. He kicked it over to Jopp, and Jopp was unable to finish, but he will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. Foul goes on Harkness. That's number two on him. Jopp will go to the free throw line. He's got 5 points by my count. He's shooting two free throws here. Free throw is up and off the heel, no good. Another one on the way for Jopp. Jopp is a 6'7 junior from Senegal. Second free throw in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Harkness. Harkness with the basketball. Harkness will bring it up, takes it across the timeline, comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen on the left wing. Henriksen setting the offense, goes right side to Harkness. Harkness, Sumner. Sumner, Henriksen. Henriksen puts it on the deck, tries to feed it through the lane, intended for Rindles, taken back. And who's that going to be on? It's going to be on the defenders. So they're going to call foul number four on Brian Sumner on that play. So Brian will check out of the ballgame. His team foul number seven on the defenders as well. Free throws on the way for Jamar Cannon. So Cannon will shoot a pair with 6:15 remaining. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Cannon with another one. Beg your pardon, this was a one-and-one situation. Dort College leading 71-57. Kind of hung at 15 points for a while, and now Peru State has it down to 14. Second free throw by Cannon gets it to hang on the rim and drop through. 71-58. 71-58, our score. Harkness will inbound the basketball for the defenders. Harkness will throw it in, gets it into Henriksen. Henriksen feeds it middle of the floor to Rindles. Rindles with it. It's down on the floor. And they get it over to Rindles. Rindles feeds it off. Layup is good for Sampson. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 73-58. Out front with the basketball is Minifield. Minifield's going to float it up in the lane. His shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play. And the foul is going to go on Dort College and Grant Harkness. That's his third. It appears to me right now Peru State throwing the structure out, and they're just going to try and clear out and see if they can get into the lane and create some problems. And on the last couple possessions, they've done exactly that. Minifield's first free throw, no good. He's got another one coming. He's got 6 points this evening, right at his season average. Henriksen will trek out of the ballgame. O'Donnell is back in. 5:52 left to go in regulation. Dort College with four timeouts remaining. Peru State with three. Both teams in the bonus from here on out. Minifield makes one free throw. He's got seven for the ballgame. Dort College leads 73-59, so it's back to a 14-point ballgame. Rindles with the basketball in the backcourt. Rindles back over to Terpstra. Terpstra back over to Harkness. Harkness will set the offense. Comes back over to Terp. Terp Out front, Rindles. Rindles goes right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up, Terpstra. Terpstra left side to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles looking, feeds it over to Terp. Three to shoot, two, one. Harkness will have to put it up. And the ball's deflected, picked up by Sampson. Sampson's shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Peru State. Peru State basketball. Three on the way, no good by Jopp. Rebound taken down by Terpstra. Terpstra to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell with it. Gives it back over to Terpstra. Under five to go. That wasn't a good possession the last time by the defenders. They survived it. And then they got a defensive stop on the other end. Terpstra on the right side. And we've got a foul on the play called against Jopp. Jopp whistled for his third. And Sampson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Leighton Sampson to shoot a pair. Sampson, by my count, 8 in the second half, 9 in the first half, 17 for the ball game for the sophomore post player. First one is up and good. 5 for 7 in the second half, 6 for 8 for the ball game from the charity stripe. 4:50 remaining. 74-59 our score. 4:50 left to play. Another free throw on the way for Leighton. Taylor Feenstra waiting at the scorer's table to check in for the defenders, up by 15. Second free throw by Leighton is off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Dort College can work the clock. Dort College by 15. Terpstra drives in, and he gets fouled in the air. Terpstra will go to the free throw line to shoot. Alex Terpstra will shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. He hit a big three when Peru State was making one of their runs here in the second half. So two free throws on the way for the junior from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Still haven't had a chance to total up those free throws. And I'm telling you, it's not as bad as it seems. Another free throw on the way for Terpstra. Sampson checks out of the ballgame. Feenstra is in. Bykirk also in the ballgame for the defenders. Second free throw is up and good. So Terpstra makes one of two. He's got 4 points. And the defender lead is back to 16, 75-59. Dort College has taken 18 free throws here in the second half. 12 for 18, so not awful, but you'd like to see that maybe up at 14 for 18 instead. Dort College leading by 16, 75-59. Sometimes I am prone to nitpick, I understand. And the shot is good by Corday Sims on the drive on the right-hand side. He's got 16, and the Dort College lead is 75-61. Timeout on the floor, charged to Peru State. 4:32 remaining in this contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 75-61, Dort College in front by 14. It will be Dort College basketball after the Peru State Bobcats get a bucket and call a timeout. Okay, 75-61 our score. Inbounding will be Bykirk. Bykirk can run the baseline. Looking, gets it into Henriksen. Henriksen back over to Rindles. Rindles gives it up to Henriksen. Henriksen back to Rindles. Rindles, middle of the floor, O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it back over to Henriksen. Dort College able to break the pressure that time. Pass comes right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball back over to Henriksen. Henriksen, Bykirk. Bykirk swings it left side. Rindles beyond the three-point line on the wing. Rindles into the lane, tries to dump it off. He does. To Feenstra. Feenstra, layup good. Taylor Feenstra with 6 points. Dort College leads 77-61. 4 minutes remaining. Darwin Ellis with it on the left elbow. Ellis passes over to Neverson. Neverson back, left side, Ellis. Ellis drives in, and we've got a foul called before the shot. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Nathan Rindles. That's his third. 3:49 left to go in regulation. Dort College up 16. Ellis today 1 for 3 from the free throw line. think that's correct, at least. He was 1 for 2 in the first half. Brian Sumner will check in. Austin Bikerk will check out. North College will be back at it tomorrow as they face Viterbo. That'll be a 3 o'clock start time here at the Northwestern Classic. And then next week, conference play begins. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Ellis. He's got another one coming. 8 points. Came in averaging 19 points per ball game. Another free throw on the way for Ellis. Peru State came into the ball game outscoring opponents 95.5 to 87.8. Second free throw is up and good. So Ellis makes both free throws, and the defenders lead 77 to 63. Feenstra will check out of the ball game. Harkness is in. Connor Dukes checks back into the ball game. Checking out is Jamar Cannon. Harkness will throw it in. Harkness gets it inbounded to Sumner. Sumner trapped in the corner, and Dort College has to use a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leads 77-63 with 3:47 remaining. Dort College had to use that timeout. And Dort College will inbound the basketball. And Rindles is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Minifield. And that's foul number one on him. 77 to 63, Dort College leading by 14. Not much time came off of the clock in that sequence. We could shoot a bunch of free throws before this one is over. Free throw by Rindles off the mark, no good. Rindles, 5 for 11 this season. He's not found his shooting stroke from the free throw line yet this year. I believe for his career he's right around 80%, so a little bit of a surprise there. Second free throw on the way for Nathan. That one's up, hangs on the rim and won't drop through. Tap out by Harkness, rebound Dort College, and the defenders have it. Pass comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen left side. It goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Nathan picks up his dribble. Comes over to Brian. And a foul called on Grant Harkness. Harkness whistled for the personal. Both teams will be in the double bonus from here on out. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Shot on the way is up and good for Darwin Ellis. Ellis with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College lead is 77 to 65. Still got some work to do in this one. And a turnover at midcourt, taken back by Peru State. Peru State layup is good for Dukes. Dukes with a two-point bucket. It's a 10-point ball game, 77 to 67. 3 minutes to go in this contest. Right side with it is Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles down to the baseline, gives it up Harkness, 2:50 left to go. O'Donnell spots up, 15-footer, too strong, no good. Tap by Rindles, no good. Right foot, ball fought for and taken down by O'Donnell. Here comes Peru State. Up and running with it is Cannon. Cannon drops it off for Dukes. Dukes shot, no good, but he's fouled on the play, and that's not Dukes, but rather Jeff Neverson. Neverson will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two. Rindles picks up his fourth in the process with 2:32 remaining. Dort College in the double bonus, so is Peru State. Neverson will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw on the way for Neverson is up, and he leaves it short. Sampson checks back in. Harkness will check out. Another free throw on the way for Neverson. Neverson, scoreless so far, averaging 5.3 points per game. Checking in if the free throw is made is Darren Minifield. Second free throw is up, and that one's good. Back to a single-digit ball game, 77 to 68. Neverson makes one of two. Dort College by nine. They get it inbounded to Rindles. Rindles to O'Donnell. O'Donnell gets it back over to Rindles. Rindles backs out of traffic. Gets it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell across the timeline tried to pass it away. It's taken back by Peru State. Layup no good. Fight for the basketball, and we've got a foul called underneath the basket on Dort College after the turnover. Foul's going to go on Henriksen. That is his first. So free throws on the way for Corday Sims. Peru State making another charge back at Dort College. 2:17 left in regulation. Sims, a 76% free throw shooter, can make it a 7-point ball game with a couple of made free throws. First one is up and through. 17 for Sims. 77-69. O'Donnell checks out. Terpstra is back in. Another free throw coming for Sims. Sims' free throw is up, and that one's off the mark. No good. Rindles chases down the rebound. Dort College by 8. 77-69. Middle of the floor, it comes to Sampson. Sampson hands it back over to Rindles. Rindles for the ball. 2 minutes remaining in regulation. Terpstra, left side, Rindles. Dort College needs a bucket here to reestablish order. Rindles with it on the left side. Pass over the top, Sampson. Sampson blocked on the play. Rebound taken away by Peru State. Peru State up with it. And we've got a wave the basket off. Sampson took it up and looked like he did enough to draw some contact and get a foul call, but no call came. And free throws on the way now for Peru State. Two free throws coming. This will be Minifield shooting two. Minifield 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 77-70. Peru State, another free throw on the way. Jopp checks in. .151 left in regulation. Another free throw coming for Minifield. Minifield's free throw is up and good, so Minifield makes them both, and the Dort College lead is 77-71. Peru State tips it away. It'll be Dort College basketball. Sumner, Henriksen, Rindles, Terpstra, and Sampson on the floor for the defenders. Pressure defense applied here by Peru State. And they're going to sort out, I believe, the clock. This could take a while. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop. Serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Dort College leading by 6, 77-71, but Peru State putting on a bit of a charge here. Foul called in the backfield on Minifield, and Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelter, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Pullian, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Two free throws on the way for Dort College and Nathan Rindles. Make a couple of these, you feel a lot better about things. Free throw by Nathan is up and good. Another one on the way for Nathan Rindles. This will be the 22nd free throw shot by the defenders in this half. Currently 13 for 21 from the charity stripe. 14 for 22. Rindles makes them both. Dort College leads 79-71. Peru State into the front court. Ellis. Ellis with the basketball. 1:43. Ellis, kick out pass into the corner. Three ball, missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Cannon. Cannon with the basketball. Back over to Ellis. Ellis is going to drive in, and we've got a foul called on Henriksen. And Alec is whistled for the personal foul. And Darwin Ellis will go to the free throw line to shoot two more. So Ellis to shoot two. He's got 11 points so far. Defenders lead by 8. Two free throws, though, for Ellis, trying to get his team a little closer here, but the clock stopped. It's turned into a free throw shooting contest right now, and Ellis misses the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Ellis. That one's up and through, so Ellis makes one of two, and the defender lead is 79-72. 1:32 remaining. Dort College with the basketball in the backcourt. Rendles ahead to Terpstra. Terpstra, Sumner. Sumner with it on the wing. 1:20 and counting. Hot potato back to Nathan Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. 1:20 remaining. 18 on the shot clock. Comes right side over to Sumner. Sumner, Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. And a lot of contact that time. And again, no call made. And they call a double dribble on Alec Henriksen with 1:13 remaining. And Dort College got to finish this one off. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Near the midpoint of the second half, Dort College was up by 20, 66-46. And Dort College was still up by 15 at 71-56. Since then, though, Peru State has outscored Dort College 16-8 and has cut what was a 20-point lead down to 7 at this juncture. 79-72 our score. Peru State with the basketball after the Dort College turnover. And I'd be curious to see how many turnovers Dort College has when this one is all said and done. One 13 left to go in regulation. Throwing the ball in for Peru State will be Jopp. Darwin Ellis will bring it up. Ellis with a head full of steam. They go high post. They lose the ball, and we've got a travel call. That, my friend, may have been a makeup call. We had a double dribble called on this end that could have been a foul. Now we have a double dribble or a travel violation that Dort College gets the ball back on. 1:06 remaining. Dort College gets it inbounded to Terpstra. Terpstra gives it back over to Rendles. Rendles picks up the dribble, looking, steps through the trap, gets it over to Sampson. Sampson to Terpstra. Terpstra back over to Rendles. Dort College by 7. 18 on the shot clock. Rendles steps through the trap, and a foul called on the play against Peru State. Foul's going to go on Darren Minifield, his third. Well, I've often said the preseason or the pre-conference schedule is just as much for officials as it is for players. The last, 10 minutes of this contest called a little differently from an officiating standpoint than it was the first 30 minutes or so. Now, it looks to me like Dort College will probably survive this. Leading 80-72 with another free throw on the way for Nathan Rendles. Can make it a 9-point ball game with under a minute to go. Second free throw by Nathan is up and through. So Rendles 4-for-6 from the free throw line. Defenders lead 81-72. Driving in, finger roll is up and through for Ellis, though. Ellis answers the bucket with a bucket for Peru State. And the Dort College lead is 81-74. Into the front court is Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, Terpstra. Terpstra, Sumner. 35 seconds remaining. Dort College by 7. Sumner, double team, steps through it. Gets it away to Sampson. Sampson over to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. And now a foul called on the far side against Jamar Cannon. Cannon whistled for his third personal. And more free throws on the way for Nathan Rendles. Well, this is where you want your point guard to knock down free throws, and so far Nathan has hit 4 in a row here in the second half. First free throw on the way for Nathan off the heel, no good. 81-74 our score, Dort College leading. 27.5 seconds remaining. It's a 3-possession ball game. Second free throw by Rendles is up and good, and Dort College will call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout Dort College. They've got two remaining. 27.5 seconds left to go in this contest. Back with more after
ask
this.
Ask one of them.
27.5 seconds remaining. Dort College leading by 8, 82-74. Ball is inbounded. With it in the backcourt is Ellis. Ellis driving in. Ellis caught up in the air, throws it away. That might do it. 20 seconds remaining. Dort College with it in the backcourt. Take care of the basketball. Make some free throws. You're probably going to win the ball game. The math getting pretty tough to work out for Peru State at this point. So unless you have a trash of turnovers, you should be in good shape. Sumner looking to inbound the basketball. They get it into Rendles. He's in the corner. Gets it ahead to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Bastney's almost tackled from behind. And now Sumner will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled on the play by Jeff Neverson. Neverson whistled for his fourth personal. Outdoor College leads by eight. Peru State has one timeout remaining. And Brian Sumner shooting the free throws. First free throw on the way for Brian Sumner, up and through. Sumner quiet in the second half. Obviously did some things other than score, though. 23 points for the ball game for Sumner, 5 for 5 from the charity stripe. Second free throw on the way for Sumner is up and good. Sumner with 24. Dort College leads 84 to 74. Into the front court with the basketball is Ellis. Ellis gives it off to Dukes. Three-pointer from the top of the key, no good for Jeff Neverson. And with one tick of the clock left, Dort College will inbound the basketball, and Dort College will go back to 500. Dort College is now 2-2 for the season. Peru State falls to 2-3. Pretty good defensive outing by the defenders today. 84-74, limiting Peru State to 21.5 points below their season average. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Dort College allowed the first 5 points of the ball game. They scored six in a row to lead 6-5. Peru State took their last lead of the contest at 7-6. Dort College built the lead to double digits at 20-9. Peru State battled back and tied it 20-20 with 8:12 remaining. In the first half, Dort College proceeded to go on a six-point run, eventually built the lead to double digits at 38-28 and took a 10-point lead into the locker room at 44-34. Dort College looked well on their way with a 66-46 lead midway through the second half. Peru State steadily chipped away, used a pressuring defense that forced Dort College into too many turnovers for the defenders' liking this evening. They would get as close as 77-71. Dort College was able to get a couple of free throws by Nathan Rendles to make it 79-71 and eventually win by the 10-point margin, 84-74. Dort College, 44 points in the first half, 40 in the second half. Peru State, 34 points in the first half, 40 in the second half. Dort College limits Peru State to a season low, 74 points. Here this evening, Peru State had scored 87 in a loss to Briarcliff and then 114 and 105 in wins over Bacone and St. Gregory's, both out of Oklahoma. And they scored 76 in a loss to Park. Dort College holds them to 74 this evening, 21.5 points below their season average. Let's take another break and we'll be back with a look at the numbers right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College defeats Peru State 84-74. Dort College coach Ross Dalma joins me. And Coach Dalma, for about 30, 32 minutes, you looked like a pretty good team. And then for about 6 or 8 minutes, you allowed Peru State back into the ballgame, but a 10-point win against a pretty dangerous team.
Very dangerous team, Mike. I really think we came out the first half and we guarded well, we rebound well. And I thought we did a good job in the second half doing those things as well. But 25 turnovers for us was way too much. Granted, we won't see this much athleticism again for quite a while, but we felt like we gave some things away with the way that we handled the basketball, especially the last 6 minutes of the game. But some growing pains, some learning experiences with a young team, and we need to learn from that. You know, when we're up 18 or 20, we got to really try to stretch that thing out. And didn't do that tonight, but that said, if told us earlier we'd have a 10-point win, Mike, I think we'd be happy we'd take that.
Peru State, you were concerned about him going to his own defense and really making things difficult for you. They tried to go zone in the first half. Brian Sumner made it pretty tough for them to stay in that zone.
Brian Sumner got hot, and he really really forced them to go man, as you mentioned, and I felt we had some good success going through Leighton a little bit there. Brian Steele, though, when they went man, was very effective and did some good things. He really came out and played well tonight. Kudos to him for really jump-starting us offensively and giving us confidence early.
Grant Harkness ends up with 8 rebounds off of the bench. Leighton Sampson, as you said, 18 points. Also, as a team, he made just enough free throws, 70%. You'd like to see that up around 80, obviously, but 70% got it done this evening.
Would like to see the free throw percentage up some. You mentioned, though, I did mention a few guys that rebounded well, Forrest and Grant and a few others. That was key for us. They're going to miss a lot of shots. They're going to take a lot of high-volume number of shots. But if we were able to rebound, I felt going in we'd have a chance, and we were able to do that tonight.
Moving forward, Viterbo tomorrow, you're going to have the opportunity to scout them. Conference play next week, I guess, from week one, really, of the season to week two. Football coaches always talk about the improvement that teams make from week one to week two. Did you see any improvement from week one to week two with your team here this evening?
Saw a lot of improvement, Mike. I really felt that we had 4 great days of practice, Monday through Thursday. I felt that through our roster, top to bottom, our guys really challenged and pushed each other, and we were definitely a better team tonight than we were last week at this time. And that's all you can ask for. Tomorrow we got to play a little bit better. Hopefully we take care of the ball better and continue to rebound. We'll be playing a very different team in Viterbo, very methodical, very disciplined. Just do things a lot differently, but still very effective. So it'll be a very good challenge for us, and that we'll come back and play a team that's completely, a different system.
I'm a big believer in talking about the players who are available to you at the moment. I'm not one for dwelling on who isn't available, but this is the first time you and I have talked since Dalton Franken has not played. He hasn't played 3 games in a row now at this point. His status moving forward with your team.
Yeah, unfortunately, Dalton has not played the last 3 games for us. Played in the season opener against Dakota State. He's been bothering us with a leg injury, better part of the entire preseason. And ran into some really good people who've working with him now and have throughout the process. We just feel it's time to try to get this thing to a point where he can be healthy and enjoy the game of basketball again versus laboring through it. Bear in mind, he is only a sophomore. And so we'll get him back, we believe, at some point, but we don't know when that is. And we're not trying to be distant or trying to, dodge the question by any means. We just don't know. But he's doing all he can to do some rehab. There is no structural damage. That's the great thing. You just got to get some muscle weakness strengthened up there, and then he'll be good to go. I'm confident he'll still have a great sophomore year yet.
And one thing to clarify, this is not the injury that he dealt with, the recovery of last year. This is something different, so we want to get correct information out there. This is not related to the injury he had recovered from last year.
You're correct, Mike. It's a leg injury, a lower thigh injury that's really nagging him right now. And, just be transparent about it. That's what it is. And both knees are very structurally sound. And that's really, I think, Mike, what makes it a very frustrating thing for Dalton, and really feel bad for him and that he worked so hard with his rehab. He was performing at 100% this past spring and early summer. We saw him better than we've ever seen him. And this is what really, it makes your heart go out to him, is that he just can't play right now at the level that he wants to. And so we're gonna take our time with this.
Thank you for addressing that. We'll move forward from there. Good luck tomorrow. I'll be in Sioux Center, but I'll be keeping an eye on things, how things go here in Orange City.
Yeah, thanks, Mike, for being here tonight. This is your brutal part of your schedule in the fall with so many overlaps, but thanks for coming out your day off.
That's Coach Ross Dama, and let's take a look at the numbers now. Dort College led by Brian Sumner's 24 points. Leighton Sampson ended up with 18. Nathan Rindles chips in with 15. 7 for Andrew O'Donnell, 6 for Taylor Feenstra, 4 each for Grant Harkness, Alex Terpstra, Alec Henriksen, and Austin Viker. For Peru State, Corday Sims had 21 points, 12 points each for Darwin Ellis and Jamar Cannon. 9 points for Darren Minifield, 5 for Kareem Jopp, 9 for Riak Bull, 2 for Chris Frazier, 1 for Jeff Neverson, and 3 for Darren Minifield for their total of 74 points. Dort College was led in rebounding by Grant Harkness with 8. 5 each for Austin Viker and Leighton Sampson. 4 each for Brian Sumner, Nathan Rindles, and 3 for Alex Terpstra. 5 rebounds for Chris Frazier for Peru State, 4 for Corday Sims. 5 assists for Darwin Ellis. He also had 5 steals in 35 minutes of play. For Dort College, 6 assists for Nathan Rindles, 1 steal. He played a little over 30 minutes. Andrew O'Donnell played 32 minutes tonight. He had 3 assists and 1 steal. Dort College now 2-2. Peru State slips to 2-3. Dort College for the ball game, 26 of 50 from the floor, 52%. 6 of 12 on threes, 50%. 26 of 37 from the free throw line for 70%. Dort College out rebounds Peru State 45-33. Peru State 28 of 70 from the field for 40%. 2 of 12, I beg your pardon, 5 of 27 from the three-point line, 18.5%. 13 of 21 from the free throw line for 61.9%. That's going to do it for the broadcast of tonight's basketball game. Once again, our final score, the Dort College Defenders defeat Peru State 84-74. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.